Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And my name is Mark Muro. And today our guests are Boston Christopher, Doreen Ranson, and Jean Paul.
And Mark Muro.
Wait, what? Why are you guys on the panel?
Well, because it's we're interviewing each other. This
you
is called
are.
Log rolling in our time. You know, talk about a self-serving, solipsistic, incestuous little show. But we have something to say as well, Boston Christopher, actor and educator, and Doreen. We're talking about the Valdez Conference, and which is coming up very soon. And
the legal name is the Last Frontier Theater Conference.
Right. The Last Frontier Theater Conference.
It takes place in Valdez, Alaska.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know. I get. Anyway, but Jean, why don't you explain? I'm doing such a good job of it.
Yes, you are. Well, we're talking to Mark and I have plays that are going to be read this time. Doreen, who is also a sometime writer, is going to talk about what it feels like to, or how the reading occurs and who and what they do, and Boston is one of the panelists who judge the writers. They don't judge the readers, thank God.
He might be judging us for all we know.
Yeah. Yes, he might. This is going to be interesting.
Judging isn't such the we'll get to that. But judging
and
is
you're the jury and the executioner.
I think the judging is maybe the wrong word for
yes,
it.
Yes, of course.
It's about the play. Anyhow.
Responding to the play.
Oh, you're a respondent.
Respondent, yes.
And helping the author presumably improve it. Mm-hmm. Is what it's all about, really.
Right. Yes.
And a good opportunity for the audience, too, to hear
yes.
what the criticisms or the suggestions are.
Well, yeah, maybe for just a quick overview, we can talk about what the actual conference is about. It's a playwrights conference. That's how it started.
Right.
Obviously, all the theater people come together from around the state and around the country. But it's really about the playwrights, and there's this thing called the Play Lab. And people submit plays, which you and Jean Paul and Mark Muro both have done, and they get accepted into the conference, and then they're scheduled throughout the week. They're cast with actors from all around, mostly from the state, and then they're read and in a staged reading with music stands, and there's one or two rehearsals before that reading, and then they're read to a panel of about three people plus the audience, whoever chooses to come in and watch them that day. And then after the reading is over, the panel will then respond to the play. And it's not really to, rewrite the play. It's not really to tell the writer what they did wrong necessarily. It's finding those elements of the play that are to be encouraged and to also let the playwright know where perhaps one was in really involved in a section of the play, or maybe that scene I wasn't so involved because I was a little confused about, you know, whatever was going on in the structure of the play. And then it opens up to the audience, and they're also able to respond. So it's a real sort of community kind of experience. And, plays are meant to be read. They're not, read out loud, I should say. So it's a really great experience for all involved.
Mm-hmm. And the readers can also comment. I frequently a reader will say, I didn't understand why I was saying that or why I was doing that at that point.
Yeah, you get a little feeling of ownership after you've said the lines for a while, or you don't own them at all and want to know more about it. But I also think that the audience comments are so exciting for a playwright, too.
Oh, yes.
You know, when people say, oh, I'd like to hear more from that character, and they start explaining their take on it. That's exciting.
It is. It is. And
because the audience is such a big part of it.
Theater doesn't exist without the audience.
That's right. Yes. So, Doreen, do you have a play in the lab this year?
I don't have one. I've kind of been slacking off last couple of years, but I've had two in so far. A 10-minute play and then a one-act play, and you always get hyped if you go to the conference again. So I expect to. Boston was saying that, you know, going there is to get your juices flowing again. So we'll
yeah, it definitely recharges your batteries. So. But what about you, Mark? You have a play?
Yes, I do. I have a play, and the play was originally done in Valdez 2 years ago as an overnighter. So it actually got a stage production in its first, in the minutes of its birth there. So I thought, I'll submit something. Maybe I'll submit
have
this.
You, have you rewritten it since
yeah,
then?
Yeah, I rewrote parts of it. Yeah, it's not a very long play.
Mm-hmm.
It's
What's it called?
It's called The Dream of the Giant Squid.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yeah. That was a good. I heard it because I think I was in the overnighters that year, but I heard it while I was backstage.
Yeah. So I was happy that it was accepted. So I'm looking forward to a reading of it and seeing in its perfected version.
And I hear you guys are up against each other on your reading.
Yes, times. We are.
They always do this to us,
and that's not good. Gene, what's your play called, and what's it about?
Well, it's called Rondo, and it's about domestic violence.
Oh, wow.
And it's had...
It's a funny little tale.
Yeah. In a way, it is. It takes a serious subject and treats it semi-humorously, but quite seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about studying, doing a study of domestic violence. And in the course of the play, we find out that it's not exactly... just in the study.
It seems there's nothing you can't do without humor.
Well, that really helps.
Yeah,
if it really does.
Yeah.
Nobody wants anything that's like shrill and glum.
Yeah.
You know, which is two of my favorite things.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Boston Christopher and Doreen Ransom and Mark and me, and we're all talking about the theater conference, which is about to start in Valdez, Alaska.
One thing that hasn't changed, it seems to me, is that you can't take it all in. And you're talking about a conflict just between people who want to see Jean's and people who want to see Mark's and someone else's, but it's like an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah, it's basically, I know Mark's described it this way before on the show, it's basically like theater camp. I mean, it's a week long. It's people from all around the state and from outside. And for those of people like me, it's a chance to come home and sort of see everyone all in a fell swoop. But the schedule's definitely very full. I mean, and this year they've added a bunch of acting classes in the afternoons, and there's workshops, and there's all kinds of
stuff going on. There's the Fringe Fest.
If you haven't had enough for the day after the evening performance, then there's the Fringe Festival, where you can go and read more plays.
Exactly.
Not to mention that in between that each evening there is a play produced and acted, or at least read, that is a successful play.
Absolutely.
Except for the one night when we go out on the boat to look at the harbor, which is the highlight for everybody, I think.
Yeah, that's a fun night. And, you know, the thing, if people are tuning in that are maybe not necessarily directly involved in the theater, there's a lot of people who go to the conference who just like to hear the plays and be in Valdez for the week. It's a really wonderful, you know, it's a great weather. Usually it's in June. This year it's a little bit earlier, so the weather might be more of a factor this year. I hope we don't get rained on the whole time, but it really is. I've met a lot of people there who don't necessarily come down to be a reader. They're just there to enjoy the plays.
Well, I started out that way. I came down a few times, first for one weekend, and I enjoyed it so much that the next time I came down for the whole week. And I think it was the third or fourth time when somebody dared me to write a play and turn it in.
It's amazing how many people.
And I did, and it got accepted.
Yeah, it's amazing how many people since the conference started, 18 years ago or something, that it's really sort of helped create a world of playwriting in Alaska, which is, I think, one of its intended purposes, you know?
I've gone to theater in other parts of the country, even big cities, that isn't as good as our average here.
That's great.
I don't think people understand how good theater is in this town. It's just amazing.
There's some great theaters here. Yeah,
we're very fortunate.
Going on. Yeah.
And Boston, you're from here, and you went off to apply your craft and your art in other places, L.A., I think most recently. You were in New York for a while.
Mm-hmm.
What would your appraisal be? I mean, you're coming back again. You're from here. What is your take on this conference? I haven't been to any other conference, so I don't know. I've never been to the...
I've been to a few other conferences, but this one... I mean, I'm biased towards this one because I'm from here, and I started going there when I was younger, so... And, of course, I know Dawson Moore really well, who's the theater coordinator, conference coordinator, and we've been friends since we were at UAA. And it's great to see somebody from, you know, Alaska running that conference. And it's a great, great week. I think it's an opportunity for people to be exposed to all kinds of outside influences, which I think are fantastic, to sort of help – you know, keep a connection with the outside world so you don't get so isolated. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to have experiences with the outside and a capital O outside, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that definitely is a factor, and it's nice to see people from outside. They're so delighted to be here because it is
Alaska. Oh, they love it. Are you kidding?
Yeah, yeah. They jump at the chance. There's a waiting list of people, of experts, and
actors. They're never not surprised with the level of talent that Alaska has. And it's always this weird, like Gene was saying, it's sort of this weird thing where people expect it not to be that good. Because I don't know why we're up here in the middle of nowhere, but really it's people who are, I've always thought that that's given people a chance to take even greater risks because there's no, you know, financial crisis. If your show isn't a success, you know, you're not going to lose your shorts. Mm-hmm. And I've always thought that was great.
It's stimulating, you know, but it's also really comfortable. The reading parts of it, you know, you're using your voice, but you're not having to act out the whole thing.
As a reader, definitely.
Reader,
yeah.
Yeah, I like that because of my radio work, too. So the voice thing's comfortable for me.
You don't have to worry about learning your lines.
Right. But also there are people that you know from the community as well as these people from other parts of the country. And there are really memorable things. Now, tell me, what was it, Corky Jones? I have never forgotten that.
Corky Bush. That was a great play.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, we're running out of time.
No, we can't run out of time because you guys haven't talked about what it's like to be a playwright there.
Well, that's for another show, I guess.
Yes.
Well, you'll have to do a wrap-up of how your shows
went. I have one answer, terrifying.
That's a good idea.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks very much for coming, Boston Christopher and Doreen Ransom. And I'm sorry this is so short. And
indeed.
Everybody come to come down to the conference. You don't have to come for the whole thing. Come for a day or two. And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, go to datebook49.com, where you can list your event on KSKA's website. It's the last weekend to see TBA Theater's presentation of The Sound of Music. Productions are tonight and tomorrow night at 7, and tomorrow and Sunday at 3 at Grant Hall. I highly recommend this polished production. For tickets and information, call 677-PLAY or email play@tbatheater, and that's spelled TRE.org.
At Cyrano's, Caroline O'Change, a powerful musical set in Louisiana in 1963 with a book by Tony Kushner, runs through May the 23rd. Showtimes are Wednesdays through Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
The Underpants continues its run at ACT. Check out the great review of this play by Mike Denham in the Daily News. It's posted online. Shows are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m., and it runs through May 23rd. Buy your tickets online at www.actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
The Alaska Fine Arts Academy presents Honk, a witty new musical about being different and liking it. Showtimes are tonight and Saturday night at 7 p.m. with a Saturday matinee at 2 p.m. And this show runs through May 15th at the Alaska Fine Arts Academy in Eagle River. For tickets and more information, go to akfinearts.org.
Valley Performing Arts presents The Secret Garden at the Mockitants Theater in Wasilla. This show runs Friday and Saturday at 8 with a Sunday matinee at 2. It runs through May 23rd. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go online to www.valleyperformingarts.org.
And finally, the Last Frontier Theater Conference is happening May 16th through May the 22nd. This event is taking place in Valdez, Alaska. For information, contact Dawson Moore at 834-1614, or you can go to www.pwscc.edu. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at ksk.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.